Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking about getting stronger and stronger, our next guest has turned out to be one of the top coaches in South Florida. I mean, he's done it. He's a disciplinarian. He knows what he's doing on the football field. The kids respect him. The parents love him. When he was at Westminster Christian, he turned that thing around, made them one of the top teams in the state. Last year, goes to Miami High, revamps that, gets a really good coaching staff with him, gets some really talented players, and now he's headed home. He's going to Miami Southridge, and I'll tell you what, dear, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who dedicates himself and the people that work with him than Cedric Irvin. He joins us this evening, Coach. Thanks so much, and welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Anytime, man. Anytime your name comes up, I got to be around it because you got that magic. I know that. I'll tell you what, you have the formula. And I still remember talking to you at the University of South Florida. It's about 100 degrees, and you guys are ready to play in that championship game at a 7-on-7. And you said to me, you go, nothing beats hard work. And certainly you've lived by that. You've surrounded yourself with people all your playing career, the Nick Sabans of the world, who I know is a special friend of yours. Talk about that. Talk about the discipline and how maybe discipline is the most important part of any team.
I think just discipline in your regular everyday life is big. You know, that's one thing I preach, you know. But discipline in football is very important, Larry. And why? Because, you know, you have to do things the right way to be successful. You know, football is a game of inches. You know, you got to take the right step, or you got to have the right placement of hands, or using the right technique. And all that comes down is discipline. I always tell my players, there's three ways you learn. You know, watching, listening, and doing. And if we as coaches know what we're doing and we're teaching the right things and the kids can do what we're teaching, you know, you should have a pretty good team and a pretty good individual by your teaching.
Walking back into Southridge, this is when you were there last, and as a player when you were there, this was one of the storied programs in South Florida. Talent everywhere, great coaching. And obviously, Southridge has always been one of those teams, whether it's Don Solinger or whoever was at the helm, they've always been able to win. The kids in the South Miami Heights area, Goulds, a lot of athletes. Talk about what it's like now. I mean, you're coming in at a different time. Our culture is different to begin with, but going back there, does it feel the same? I mean, are those the same athletes that are still walking the halls now that they were walking them in the 80s and the 90s?
Larry, it's funny you ask that because there's a coach there. And you may know of the coach or know of his kids. His name is Coach McCray.
Oh, yeah.
And Coach McCray was there, and he had the two kids, the two twin boys that went to UCF.
Yep.
I think one was playing with Green Bay this past season. But I asked him that same question. I said, Coach, how was it, you know, when I was playing or when we were even students in the building? He's like, it was a different mindset.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then you see that, too, with parenting, and you also see it even with coaching these days. Even look at the Pop Warner days when we was coaching. I mean, my Pop Warner days when I was playing, Larry, those coaches used to slap you upside the head and everything, and then tell you go get your parents. And then when you go to your parents ain't got nothing to say. And my parents used to say, you better do what that coach tell you to do. Right. But nowadays, if you do all that or slap a boom, you're going to jail.
Yeah,
it's a different mindset. But like I told those guys when I first got there, I said, listen, we was here, you know, we was up 21 points on a lot of teams before the pep rally even started because of our work ethic, you know, because what Don Solomon just did. When he had, and that's what I learned and what made my transition easy when I went to Nick Saban, was he gave us discipline, he gave us structure. Now, were we the best team as far as the size and all that? No. I mean, I can still look back. I was bigger than my my guard.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
and
were.
Then, and going in those games last back then, you knew out of 100 plays, we were going to run the ball 87 times.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? And we still won 29 games in a row. You know, so at the end of the day, I think if coaches know what they're doing and you can display discipline and structure, you're going to have a shot.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Coach Cedric Irvin joins us. New head coach at South Ridge. We said this last year. You and I were talking, and I said, new head coach at Miami High. And what you did was phenomenal. And by most standards, everybody you talk to, you should have won the state title last year. You came within a couple of plays of getting there, and certainly when you got there, I'm sure that you would have beaten Dr. Phillips. And you look at the turnaround in just 1 year at that program. You look back at that, and there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of people. Like you've always told me, as long as you surround yourself with good people, you have no worries. And you did last year. You did at Westminster, and I know now you're putting together the same type of staff down there. How essential, and you know how essential, but how essential is a great staff and knowing that you don't even have to say anything to anybody? They're all on the same page.
If you look at, I think when I first got to Alabama in 07, 08, Nick Saban had a list of all the guys that coached under him or GA under him or whatever it is. I mean, look at the two guys now, University of Georgia, University of Tennessee, you know, University of Florida. You know, so you had guys, you got to surround yourself with guys that are dedicated, guys that have the desire that you have, and got the will that's willing to do whatever it takes. Because now, especially coaching here in Dade County, you're not doing it because of getting a check.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
That check is not going to do, not even going to put gas in you.
No, barely.
You know, so you got to really love. You got to really love what you do, and you got to willing to be able to better your craft in this coaching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to sit down. You have to watch film. You have to ask questions. You have to do that. And what I do, what I learned was I have to coach coaches at times because, you know, the places that I've been, you know, and in the situation I've been, I wasn't the guy that was just under Nick Saban. You know, I sat there. I took notes. I watched.
Sure.
I asked questions to this day. You know, and I don't have a problem picking up a phone, calling any of those coaches that I've been around to get ahead or get the next step.
Yeah, no doubt. Cedric Irvin joining us, new head coach of South Ridge. And also your ties at Michigan State run extremely deep. You're there a lot. You have a lot of friends, a lot of people that that were great to you and still are. What's that like, that going back? Because I know you go back a few times a year and you get a chance to see. I know you and I talked a bunch about Blake Ezor back in the day, but we don't get to see Blake that much anymore. I know that when Lorenzo White played at Michigan State, he played with Blake in the 80s. And but you had a lot of guys. I mean, you look back at your rosters that you played with. A lot of kids went on to the NFL.
Yeah, you know, I had a chance to play with guys that are like a best friend to me is Robert Smith,
yep.
Plaxico Burress, Gary Scott, who's out of Suncoast,
yes,
Long
yes.
Beach. You know, I played with Demetrius Underwood. And I played with a lot of guys that had a shot. Matter of fact, my left tackle was Flozier Adams. I played with Derrick Mason as a freshman. Hussein Muhammad was the host on my visit. So, yeah, I played with those guys and also kept in contact with those guys. But going back, Larry, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people, when you can go back and you can see people looking on the side of your eye and it's like, hey, that's Cedric Irvin. Go back or homecoming, and I always find someone wearing that old 33 jersey from back then.
That's
and
nice.
I go up to these guys sometimes. I say, hey, where you get that jersey from? Oh, man, this guy that used to wear the jersey. He was bad. He was the best running back. I said, hey, that's me. That's my jersey. You see those guys that want to take pictures with you, man. And
that's great.
And hit them stories, and people say that you were their hero growing up. I mean, to me, it's one of the best feelings in the world. And I always tell these kids, you know, don't be scared to explore that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, for the opportunity, it's great to go back. And like me, my best friend is Mateen Cleese. You know, he won a national
basketball,
champion.
Right? Right.
So, you know, and now I have Tom Izzo number.
Oh,
you know,
no.
I call Tom Izzo, you know, and things like that. So, You know, to have that, to meet people like that, and then still to be friends 20 years later is great.
You know, before we let you go, I know the one, I know you value being that coach and everything, but the one thing that I know that you love is being a dad, and your kids are coming up pretty quickly, and I got a chance to watch them, and your oldest son seems to have some of dad's speed there. Talk about that, just being a dad, and I know that's going to be ultra tough when you have to coach them.
You know, the thing about that is, I pray for it, Larry, you know, because I grew up without one.
Right.
And to accomplish the things I did, it was nothing but God's blessing upon my life. You know, because I don't have that person to say that, you know, that uncle or that dad guided me through. You know, that was there every step. The guy that took me to practice, or the guy that took me out there on the field and taught me how to cut or catch a ball. You know, so for me, people say, why do you believe in God? Because I know when I prayed, my prayers was answered.
Yep.
And now to be the father of these two kids, man, it's just such a blessing, man, to see myself in them and be able to have them be raised together. I mean, it's a joyful thing every day.
I'm sure it is. Coach, thanks so much again. Welcome back. We'll see you soon, I'm sure. And definitely, I know you're excited and to be back at the Ridge, and a lot of people are doubly excited for you to be back.
But, Larry, the way you talked about me at the beginning, all right, the way you brought me on, I need you to put that on my answer machine.
I will.
You know, if I can get you to put that on there, I know you're a busy guy, but we get a chance, put that on my answer machine so that I can, where people can listen to that when you talk about it. I appreciate it.
I will, man. Thanks so much for coming with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Cedric Irvin, one of the best.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.